The Australian Electoral Commission has released the Keltie report into the disappearance of those 1,370 Western Australia Senate votes. The former AFP commissioner has blamed, quote, a loose planning culture and a complacent attitude for a number of significant failures in the handling, movement and storage of ballot papers. Mick Keltie has made a broad range of recommendations and the commission has accepted them in full. But the federal government has not responded positively to this. The Special Minister of State, Michael Ronaldson, says, quote, such incidents go to the heart of the AEC's reputation. The Electoral Commissioner and the Commission must accept full responsibility for what occurred. Ed Killerstein is the Electoral Commissioner. Commissioner, welcome again to breakfast.
Good morning, Fran.
No conclusive finding yet on what's happened to the missing votes. Mick Keltie has not ruled out criminality, but says it's most likely the ballots were mistakenly destroyed with recycling material. Do you think that's the most likely explanation for what's happened? They were thrown out with the rubbish?
I think the weight of evidence would probably suggest that that's what's happened, particularly in one of the divisions. Bear in mind that there's only two divisions that we're talking about, or two electorates rather, if I could be a bit clearer, the electorate of Pearce and the electorate of Forrest. In Pearce, it probably, looking at the evidence, would suggest that there's been an accidental removal of the ballots. In Forrest, it's still a bit of a mystery. A whole box went missing.
So votes went missing from two electorates.
Oh yes, indeed. That's always been clear. There was Pearce and Forrest. Out of the 1,370, about 1,100 from Pearce and about 200 from Forrest.
How could votes? I think I asked you this last time, but really, it does beg a belief. How can votes be lost and thrown out?
Well, look, no excuses here, but I think it's important to have some context. In Western Australia, we're talking about 1.3 million ballot papers were involved in the West Australian Senate election. They made their way from some 800 polling places to the divisional offices. There was a first count in the polling places, a second count, what we call a fresh scrutiny in divisional offices. They then make their way to storage, and they then make their way, at least in the context of the recount, to the recount centre in Northbridge. So there's lots of handling and movement of ballot papers, which is quite normal.
Yes, but
we're talking 1.3 million ballot papers.
Sure, and in that context, 1,370 votes isn't many, but the fact is it only takes five lost votes to, null and void an election potentially, as we can see. And what Mick Keltie has found is, quote, a complacent attitude in the handling, movement and storage of ballot papers, where you'd think the security of the ballot papers is the number one job.
And that's my point, that save for that 1,370 ballot papers, 1.3 million actually got through multiple processes, from polling places to divisional offices to storage to the counting centre. And so while there's no excuses in relation to the 1,370 ballots, I think what we've seen is large numbers of ballot papers moving a lot of times, and most of them, save the 1,370, got to where they should have got.
Yes, but most doesn't matter, because some being lost is the issue, and in a sense kind of ruins everything. From listening to you, do you reject the finding from Mick Keltie of a complacent attitude towards the handling, movement and storage of ballot papers?
No, not at all, Fran. I think there are different practices in different electorates, and I think we found, at least in one of the electorates, it was poor practice. Whereas in most of the other electorates, I think we've seen, indeed, a lot of good practice in relation to the movement of ballot papers.
So some have put in better practices than others. Mick Keltie recommends in his report a number of things, including the installation of CCTV and alarms at warehouses, new management policies for all aspects of ballot paper movement and storage, mm-hmm. and better training for your staff. Mm-hmm. Do you think all of those are a good idea, and will you put those into place?
Yes, I've accepted, the Commission's accepted all of those recommendations. Bear in mind, this will take us to the forefront of control. No other electoral commission, certainly in Australia or indeed in many parts of the Western world, have these sorts of controls over ballot papers. But I've accepted the recommendations. I think if that's needed to restore the confidence that the community has in the AEC, then we'll do that. And that's what we've started. As I announced in the press release last week, A special task force will come together starting this week under the leadership of my deputy. We've got a lot to do and we've got a little time to do it. As you would know, we've got a Griffith by-election which will happen early next year, and of course the possibility of a fresh Senate election in Western Australia. So we've got to get those things in place and we'll do that quickly.
And Commissioner, Mick Kelty also said that the ASC had become careless with Senate ballots because they have less impact on election outcomes. Do you think he's right with that, that attitude has crept in to the thinking of some within the ASC?
I think there's a focus always on the House of Representatives. That's the formation of government, and the interest in what happens in relation to the House is obviously at a heightened level. Bear in mind that the Senate is increasingly of interest as well, and we try to provide on election night account for both the House of Representatives and the Senate to enable the community to understand who is forming government and the composition of the Senate. You know, there are 26 million ballot papers that are counted on election night, 26 million, and they're counted by 70,000 people from the community. People who come to the AEC and work for one day, generally long hours, and then into the night to do the counting. So it's a logistical exercise which is extremely demanding on the part of not only the AEC permanent staff, but also the casual staff that we employ for one day.
It's 11 minutes to 8 on Breakfast. Our guest this morning is the Commissioner of the Australian Electoral Commission, Ed Killerstein. Ed Killerstein, the Special Minister for State, Michael Ronaldson, said that the Electoral Commissioner and the Commission must accept full responsibility for what occurred. Have you done that, and would you consider tendering, or have you considered tendering your resignation as a result of this?
Well, what's on my mind now, Fran, is to get on with the job of implementing Mr. Kielty's recommendations and restoring the confidence the community has in the AEC. As I said, we've got a lot of work to do, we've got little time to do it, and that's what I'm on about just at the moment.
Meanwhile, the WA vote is still in limbo. Last month, the Commission, the AEC, lodged a petition with the High Court seeking an order voiding the election of the state's 6 declared senators. When do you expect this decision, a decision by the court?
Well, I don't have control over the High Court, Fran.
Do you have any inkling of this?
Well, we've obviously set out the importance of an early decision, particularly if the High Court is minded to order a fresh election. So any fresh election would probably have to be conducted no later than sometime in April.
Is a fresh election the preference of the AEC?
Yes, that's the petition that we've put in. This is a very close election, and putting aside the 1370 votes for a moment, the critical margin that determined the last two Senate positions was won. So irrespective of those lost votes or not, and I'm not in any way seeking to provide any excuse for those 1370 ballots, this was always going to be a close election and always potentially had the possibility of going to the High Court. Critical margin of one out of 1.3 million ballot papers.
Which goes to the issue of credibility and integrity in the system. And the former police commissioner said in his report, the AEC has failed to meet its own high standards and damaged its reputation with the community and the parliament. This disappearance only came to light because there was a recount. We can't be sure that this WA bungle was a one-off, can we?
Well, it's important not to extrapolate beyond Western Australia. Mr. Kielty did not look at anything other than the West Australian situation. But in any event, I've accepted Mr. Kielty's observations about the potential and I've already undertaken or started at least a review of all warehousing arrangements in Australia, right across Australia, to give me the sort of confidence that I need to say that this result has not been perpetuated in other states.
So you're not resigning?
As I said, Fran, my mind is at the moment on the 32 recommendations that Mr. Kielty has given us. That's what I think is important for me to do.
Ed Killerstein, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you, Fran.
Ed Killerstein is the Australian Electoral Commissioner. It's 8 minutes to 8.